When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, from Borgata, great to be with you here on a Football Friday. Eagles in Washington on Sunday, Penn State tomorrow. This segment will get to our NFL picks for this week. We'll also get to more drop of the year fun. Of course, your phone calls as well, 215-592-9494.
Joe, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Why are you dressed so nicely?
I came from a dinner last night, and it was just, you know, whatever I'm wearing.
You don't have new clothes?
I have new underwear.
We're doing this again?
I have new. No, James, you know the rule.
You sleep in the clothes you wear the night before?
I not only sleep. Okay, we got all sorts of fallacies here. James, I packed the boxers and the undershirt. But otherwise, I always wear Friday morning whatever I wore Thursday night.
Why?
Well, that's gross, Joe.
Easy pack? It's not gross.
Why don't you wear different clothing?
Because I wore these clothes last night for a dinner for like 2 hours, drove to Borgata, took them off, woke up, put the outer clothes back on. Nothing wrong with that. That's sanitary. I got no problem with that.
I don't know.
Question for you. Had dinner last night with...
You said that's sanitary, question mark.
No, that's sanitary. Here's my question for you. Had dinner last night with an NFL Super Bowl MVP from the 90s. Who was it?
NFL Super Bowl MVP from the 90s.
Always his casual flexes.
Was this...
You're the one asking me about my clothes. I read you relax. This one coming up.
I regret it now.
Steve, you got it.
Was this a Super Bowl that Neil O'Donnell threw interceptions in?
Larry Brown.
It is not Larry Brown.
Hold on. Is it Otis Anderson?
Otis Anderson.
No way. Really?
In Philadelphia. Well done, Jess. OJ. I didn't know you call him Otis. You call him OJ. I'm like,
yeah. I always go back and forth. Yeah.
And he's like, either one. I'm like, all right. Cool.
Wait,
guy.
Either one. That's cool.
Either one.
All right, good.
Either one.
Can I ask one more question about the outfit?
Sure.
The socks.
Yeah.
The socks. Do you bring fresh socks or are they same socks?
Same socks.
Oh, no.
Disgusting.
That I'm not proud of. That's filthy. That's a fair
How did
critique.
You end up with Otis Anderson?
Wait.
Hold on. What's going on here?
Let's not.
I got a friend he's friends with someone I'm friends with.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. But you're wearing the same socks that you wore for the last several days.
Probably sweating in those socks with Otis across the table.
All right, let's go to the – very good guy, by the way. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Paul in Downingtown. Paul, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe. I think you might want to check your socks. You probably got a little fungus guy singing opera.
That's
walking
the thing,
around.
Man. It's a health hazard. You need to change them for – ugh.
I mean, to be fair, I also wore them last night only for 3 to 4 hours. So – They're not that raggedy.
And I'm just reminded of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and Del Griffith taking off his socks in the middle of the airplane and just putting them back on. I don't know, man. That's not for me. But on to our Eagles. I'm excited for this week. I think it presents the Eagles with an opportunity to showcase a little something different in their passing offense. I think it also gives the running game an opportunity to shine. But this team is apparently vulnerable over the middle, which, you know, we could involve our tight ends more and maybe the seldom seen Dotson. But one of the things I do like, I like Smith. He gets open so quickly, and he's so good at getting open quickly. I think Smith might have a big week, and I'm interested to see what the Eagles do in the passing game. And,
well, first off,
talking
I'm
about Devontae Smith.
Paul, I am fascinated by your use of Smith. You may be the first person ever to call him Smith instead of Devontae or Devontae Smith?
Smith. I mean, we do have a couple Smiths in the wide receiver.
James, has anybody ever called in and just referred to Devontae as Smith?
No, I don't think that.
Ever.
If anything, it's like Smitty.
Yeah, it's Smitty, Devontae, or Devontae Smith.
Slim Reaper, you hear more.
Well, that also.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know. That's a good question. It's early, man. I'm off. I'm celebrating the holidays already. I don't know. But listen, one thing I think we're missing maybe on the Phillies, too, is I have a little bit of anxiety that the Phillies are going to kind of get cheap at the wrong time. They're going to get timid at the wrong time.
I don't.
Well, that's good, John. I'm really glad to hear that. But this signing yesterday kind of put a little feel on that, because the Phillies seem to be the wayward home for the left-handed hitter that can't hit left-handed pitching, that has mystery power. And this is another one of those guys. And he's not a bad ball player by any stretch of the imagination, but I don't. This is, to me, it's really not something that moves the needle. And you know, we still haven't even.
No, you're right about that.
That's what it is.
The rotational pieces that we need to address.
By the way, one other thing with Kepler, I should have mentioned before that I forgot to. I said he's a good fielder. He's a right fielder. Like, I think it is very likely that Castellanos moves to left with if he's an everyday player. Kepler's played his entire career in right. He's played some games in center. I don't know if he's ever played left field. Just for what it's worth.
And Casty was signed as a left fielder
originally.
Moved,
exactly.
Moved
so
to right
could
when
be a
Harper
good thing.
Got hurt. Yeah. Hey, Paul, give me a tremendous answer here. What was a bad idea?
Lawn darts. Unsighted artillery rounds for children.
That's a great call.
Really, really
lawn
good.
Darts? Is that what he said?
Yeah, yeah, I didn't hear what
lawn
he said.
Darts.
Thank you. Thank
Joe,
you.
Joe, have you experienced the lawn dart?
All right, John, John, when you go into that tone, I know, you know, you're trying to be a butthead. So what did he say?
He said lawn darts.
You know,
what is a lawn dart?
Joe, you tell us what he said.
I don't know. Devin and I both don't know what he said. So at least I got...
I heard
well,
lawn
Devin,
dart.
Hold on, Devin.
I heard lawn
Devin,
dart also.
I'm curious to hear what Joe thought.
Lawn dart, which I said I don't know what that is. And Devin, you heard it the same way,
I
right?
I heard it the same
Thank
way.
Thank you. So guys, what is it?
No, I'm scared.
I mean, it's a game. Yeah, it's darts that you throw in the lawn.
Yeah. Oh, so it is lawn dart.
It's just an outdoor darts, essentially.
Well, I would tell you this. Most people don't know what that is.
No, I think most people know
what
it is.
I think they do from the name. I think that lawn darts.
It's self-explanatory.
It's literally what it says.
Why is it a bad idea?
Because they're kids and people running around outside and stuff like that.
So
darts are in a bar normally, you know?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Bad answer.
All right, picks. Let's do our picks for week. Believe it or not, we're up to 16 of pro football.
It's time for Joe and John's weekly football picks.
All right, so last week I had a surge and I needed it because I was in a hole. I was 4 picks behind John entering last week. I went 2-1. John went 0-3. So, with 3 regular season weeks to go, John is still up. He's 23-19. I'm 21-21. It's close. He's got a 2-game lead. John, I'm going to move pretty fast here because we want to get to the drop of the year stuff. I'm just going to give you my 3 simple rationale for each. KC -3.5 home versus Houston. You know, hopefully Mahomes plays. They're a better team. Go win by more than a little bit more than a field goal. My second pick, Pittsburgh +6.5 at Baltimore. This game is almost always close. Pittsburgh is a playoff team. I just find it hard to believe Baltimore wins by a touchdown or more. Third, Eagles -3.5 at Washington. I have not picked the Eagles much this year at all, maybe once or twice. This one feels a little low to me. I think the Eagles win this game a little bit more comfortably, not too comfortably, but a little bit more comfortably than 3.5. I'm going KC, Pittsburgh, and the Eagles. John, what do you got this week?
All right, I got Pittsburgh also. It's too big a line.
Yep.
6.5 for that divisional matchup. It's crazy. I'll take Steelers.
I was shocked by
6.5.
Line.
Me too.
Yeah.
But it's all because of the wide receiver being out. They think that the Steelers just aren't going to be able to score, I guess. But I do. The Lions. I'm going to take the Lions minus 6.5 because they lost to the Bills last week. I think they're going to be mad. I know that they've got no one left on defense, but the offense, yeah, they're missing a running back. They're going to score a lot. So I'll take the Lions minus 6.5 against the Bears. And then the Vikings are so good. They're at Seattle, which is normally a tough place, but they're nowhere close. The Seahawks are nowhere close to as good a team as the Vikings, and 3 is such a small number. So Vikings minus 3, the Vikings will continue to win.
You got it, bud. All right, those are our picks for Week 16. All right, James, drop of the year. So we're in the semifinal category right now. The ones that have advanced are Brandon Graham crying, John Ritchie crying. Two to the butt may have advanced, and also Devin's E. We have a fourth and final batch of
semifinalists. Two to the butt definitely advanced, in my opinion, if that counts in any
way. As long as there's not a second one, I guess, from this batch we're about to
cool.
hear. You guys are all into this wild card thing. All right. So one more batch. One of these, or theoretically two, will advance. James Seltzer, what do we got? Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Shishetsky. Shishetsky
of the week.
Did it fold? All right, James, what are we looking at?
All right, let's dive in. We heard the Saquon leap earlier from Marilyn Mike. Let's give Marilyn Mike a little bit more love. It's rare you hear the double touchdown call from Merrill. This happened on the 70-yarder from Saquon a few weeks ago.
This time it goes to Barkley up the middle, across the 40, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 70 yards.
Shot out of a cannon.
Love it. The double touchdown.
So fired up.
Touchdown! So good. So good.
James, it's better when you don't do it.
I agree, but I didn't do it over, Matt.
John,
right?
He hurts ears. He shatters windows.
God. That wasn't that bad. Touchdown!
Dog struggle.
I'm not even screeching there. Come on.
Let me tell you something. You talk, you screech.
Not right? always. Not when I do a Merrill impression.
John, was that harsh?
You saying you talk, well, you screech is harsh.
Yeah, it's pretty ironic because we'll get to a master cut of your voice screeches
right,
this year.
Down.
So let's keep it rolling.
Go ahead.
All right, Joe, how many legs do a frog have? No idea. This is a
how
frog
many
have.
Legs does a frog have?
I mean, first statement is, I don't know. No, I can take a guess. Would you like me to guess?
Sure.
It's probably like the wings thing. It's either 2 or 4.
Like the wings thing.
How many legs does a frog have?
You want me to answer the question?
Yes.
By guessing?
Yes.
I will guess 2.
Have you ever seen a frog before?
Is it 4?
Wow, man.
Do you know what a frog is?
The best is at the end going, is it 4? Is it?
And Devin's saying, do you know what a frog looks like?
Well, 2 things.
Just thanks, Joe. You.
Number one, I've never been underneath a frog. Number two, you
why
have
do you to be underneath it.
What am I going to say? Number two, the octopus has 8 the things shooting out. I mean,
so
I don't know.
What does that have to do with the rest of the
world? Most
creatures have 4 legs in the animal world.
Well, most have, you know, 2, not 4. But I
well,
just,
we have arms, you know.
We're human.
Know we have arms. Yeah. So the answer was 2, right?
Joe, how many?
No, it was 4. Are you kidding
holy
me?
Holy!
Really
the answer was
2. You
actually
two?
You're
still
counting.
Thought...
You're counting
no,
arms.
No, they have legs. I'm just saying that comparative to humans, we
wait,
stood
do
up.
They have 2 legs or 4 legs?
They have 4 legs, man.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow.
You
incredible,
don't say.
Joe.
Once again,
wow,
asking for
man.
A montage
that
of Joe learning
a wow.
about animals.
Hey,
that is a
can we
pure,
cut
real wow.
this? Does this become I mean,
it's
votable?
Great. It's votable. All right, let's keep it rolling. It's definitely votable. All right, appropriate day for this. When the Sixers announced, Sixers Arena thing was announced, we had Jason Kelce in. And Jason Kelce was not a fan. Here's Jason Kelce, a condensed version of his thoughts on the Sixers arena.
It just sucks. It just sucks that there's that much, you know, and this is part of, you know, the ownership group isn't Philadelphian. It's got a New Jersey Devils team, a Philadelphia team, and now a Washington team. And now they're forcing the city to do what this guy wants, and it sucks.
It's so good, man.
It's so good.
That was really powerful.
I agree. And it was part of like a minute-long rant that was just phenomenal.
No, I know. I know.
Great stuff from Jason. All right, let's keep it rolling. We heard, obviously, finalist earlier. What's ironic is that that is not even the worst Eagles chant, full Eagles chant that Devin has been a part of.
Uh-oh.
Devin, Joe, and Richie combined for the worst Eagles chant that has ever happened. Here it is.
I'll do it if you guys join me.
I'll join you. Fine. In honor of the 8-2 Eagles.
Okay, all right.
8-2 Eagles. Here we go.
Ready?
E!
A!
G!
L!
E!
S!
Eagles! 8-2 Eagles! Super Bowl bound! Well, maybe. We'll see.
That was a horrible.
That was
honestly, this is better than that was.
I did my job. Nobody followed me.
You're right, Joe. You started, no one followed. I agree.
I didn't intend to take turns. I thought we were doing a countdown or something. And Joe just went for it.
Richie might not have even been part of that one. I don't think I took part.
Was I there?
I don't know. That was horrible.
It was like, I was like, do I jump in now?
Yeah, I get it. Are we taking turns? I know. Taking turns, we were all.
It was a tough scene for all of
you. It was poorly led.
Yeah, I'll buy that. That's on me. I agree.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Another Joe Conklin taste. A quick taste of his song about Knicks fans.
We're profane, we got no class. Obnoxious and dirty, plus we smell like ass. Our house.
That was really good.
It really was. It loses a little historical luster because the Knicks won in 5, but
agreed.
It really, really was good.
It is funny because the Conklin at drop of the year is kind of like a time capsule of the moments.
Totally.
And we can see how they... All right, let's keep it rolling. We all know that Devin is...
Hi, this is the news.
But this was the full news.
Well, you're on the phone. Tell him you'll call him back.
You hear her?
I'll see her. Wait a minute.
Is your wife?
Yes, my wife.
Hello? Let's see who I'm talking to.
Hi, this is the news. We're talking about the Eagles.
It's so good. So is that on Fox 20?
This is the news.
Fox 29?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was talking to
That's
the
great.
Fans.
That's
yeah.
so cool.
And he was FaceTiming his wife.
Talking to the news.
That is great.
Really good stuff.
It's really funny.
Well done, Devin. I think, Devin, you've had a great drop of the year.
I'm just
keep it rolling.
Hey, when you said that, Devin, was there a response that we could not see? Like, was there, I'm just trying to imagine, like, eyes lighting up or, you know, just something to be like a rewarding, oh, wow, that's really wonderful news.
No, I think she just was like, hi, and then she hung up on her husband and I interviewed him.
All right.
All right, Joe, you said this, pretty versatile.
Okay. They're all pigs. Everybody's a pig.
It's I feel like that true. Has, you know, some
Mother Teresa was not.
That's judgmental.
But a lot of people are.
All right. Some of these drops get immortalized in what we call stagers, heading into commercials, coming back from commercials. This is one of those, Joe. The time you messed up the Caesar.
History remembers Caesar. Vinny frickin' Vici. I'm out of order. What do I do?
Vinny Vici.
Sorry.
I went Caesar on his ass.
I did. You, Rob, first time. I'm back.
Yeah, that was bad. Yeah.
It's funny because like you hear it, but that's I've heard it 8 zillion times now.
Listen, I may bring back Vinny Vidi Vici in 2025. I haven't done that in probably 9 months.
Well, you lost, so you might need to get back on
and
the
also
horse,
the
so.
Bend in the knee. I gotta get back in that mode.
You just got dominated.
Yeah,
Joe.
You did. Yeah, you got beat.
Well, the wrong time to be talking like
I
this.
I don't remember who was in the Stanley Cup.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Which you should. I mean, that is a it is both,
as if John knew who was in the Stanley Cup
and on the NHL. Yeah, that's true.
Devin, did you know who was in the Stanley Cup?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Let's keep it rolling. I think this one has a real chance to advance here. Ray Dittinger talking, and Joe gives the creepiest oh yeah we've ever heard.
One of the things that really helps is boy, the play of the two young guys is
oh,
really good.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Mitchell and DeGene.
What? Ew.
Do it again, Jay.
It's so inappropriate.
Oh really yeah.
I mean, like what? As Ray's talking.
Oh.
Yeah, one more time with Ray. Listen.
One of the things that really helps is boy, the play of the two young guys is
oh,
really good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Mitchell.
You really love those young guys,
Joe,
the way they play.
It's just so disturbing. Ew, please.
Well, really
oh,
good.
Yeah.
John's absolute disgust at that noise is probably
so
the best
good.
Part of this.
Well, what's hilarious is that with Kelsey, only a few days later, you kind of did it again.
I do think there's something about seeing people that were big when you were a kid still Those are the ones that always like, kind of like feel the most impactful.
Oh, yeah. Stop it. Stop doing it, Joe.
It's pretty great.
Come on, man.
This is a good batch.
It is a good batch. They're all good batches. That's the thing. So I had to cut so many. All right, let's keep it rolling. You mentioned it before. Absolutely a contender for drop of the year. Because finally, John Ritchie has a girlfriend.
There is news, I guess.
There's something occurring?
I guess.
This
I mean,
is this good. Is, that's
this
great.
This is great.
Good for you, man.
I think it's great for me, too. Yeah, I'm dating. I guess I have a girlfriend that I'm fascinated by. And
fascinated by.
That's great, man.
Yes.
I love this. The best news ever.
And it's not, I guess I have a girlfriend. I am
John has
very,
a girlfriend.
Very into my girlfriend.
Good for you, man. Yes.
That's how about great. It? What
That's
a moment.
Great. John, what are you up to? A couple months now, right? It's good work,
man. Yeah, like 4 months, something
good
like that.
Good for you,
We're going back to July, guys.
Wow.
Good for you,
July.
Man.
All right.
Good work.
Good stuff.
Thank
All right,
you.
Two more. I mentioned them before. It's not long. It's only 10 seconds, but just to Mr. Rip on me for the screeches, here are a couple that came out of you this year.
I will say...
Hey, after what I did...
player.
Let me ask a question here. Red from Shawshank.
Yes.
He's the two. I mean, oh my God, my voice
well,
is
that was. What do you got to say now, big dog?
James, you got to play it again. That requires an immediate re-air.
Here we go.
I will say.
Hey, after what I did at the.
Player.
John, I was. Let me ask a question here. Red from Shawshank.
Yes.
He's the two. I mean, oh my God, my voice
well,
is.
Well, that
bad.
Was. He's a two.
Oh, I think I vote for that.
That might be.
He's the two. I mean, I really.
What is wrong with you,
James? One more time. The full gamut.
I will say.
Hey, after what I did at the
player,
John, I was. Let me ask a question here. Red from Shawshank.
Yes.
He's the two. I mean, oh my God, my voice.
Well,
is
that was. I'm like snorting.
I don't know.
I
man.
Hurt myself.
I think I hurt myself. I wasn't expecting that to win. That might win.
That got the biggest reaction.
Yeah, I think that and the oh yeah are the two best.
I think it's that one.
I think so too.
I think something broke inside my nose or something. Like
so just quick review. Frog legs, particularly expanded, very good. Kelsey on the Sixers arena, very good.
Yeah.
Devin, the news, very good. The oh yeah, and the screeches.
I think it has to be the screeches.
I think so too. I wasn't excited. This is an unexpected win right here. Underdog comes up out of nowhere.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, real quick, it won't win, but let me just because we played that, let me give Conklin one more shout out. Song Cracklin' Joey.
Let me ask a question here. Oh, my voice is cracking.
Yes.
He's the two. I mean, oh, my God, my voice
well,
is
cracking. Well, that was the winning answer.
Ah, Cracklin' Joe is out today. Screeching and squeaking, don't know what he's trying to say. Is he even a man?
I had to give Conklin a shout out there.
Well done. Well done. All right. So we have our finalists, and there are five finalists that we will deliberate on in the next segment. They are Brandon Graham crying, two to the butt, Devin's E, Richie crying, and screeches. We'll also, if you don't remember last year's winner, we will play last year's winner for you, so you understand.
You don't, if you missed it last year, you don't want to miss last year's winner. It's amazing.
Just so you know the standard that we are dealing with. By the way, all of this with Drop of the Week today, let me tell you, is brought to us, the whole Drop of the Week, Drop of the Year, the whole thing, brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them online at familyjewelers.com or right there on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, their beautiful showroom. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination, and a tremendous, great people. And they've been with us with Drop of the Week throughout the year. And, of course, today, Drop of the Year. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to the winner. We'll get to Time's Yours and some more calls as well on a Football Friday from Borgata. And thanks for being with us for any portion of the show you've heard today or throughout the year. We appreciate you a lot. We also love being at Borgata, our home on Football Fridays. And we love our 12-2 football team. A lot to break down here in the final half hour of the show. All right, let's start with the Twitter poll questions of the day. They're brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Red Tag Bonus Cash is back. at Armin Chevrolet. In stock now, the three-row.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Chevy Traverse, together let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question. We go to the world of college football. Who wins tomorrow? Will it be Penn State or SMU? John, how do you think people voted on this one?
I think Penn State gets 82% of the vote.
Pretty damn close. 77%. Let's hope the Nittany Lions pull it out and get to what would be what? I guess the quarterfinals. So right now, 12 teams, they get down to 8. So, all right, Penn State tomorrow. By the way, that's an afternoon game. That'll be fun. I am, like, really going to make a point to watch that. Should be fun. All right, second poll question. The Sixers arena thing. You like it, you don't like it.
Mm.
I will say this. This has held pretty steady because we've done a couple of these polls over the last year and a half since this story first broke. And it's always been pretty consistent. I don't know if you remember it, John, but thumbs up on the arena or thumbs down. Where do you think people came
I
in?
Do not remember. I'm going to guess this is close to 50-50 then.
No. So 78% just don't like it.
Wow.
And I'll
wow.
tell you this. The people that don't like it, I think, don't like it more than the people that do like it. Like, people, there are some people
yeah.
that hate it. Hate.
Yeah.
Hate it. James, you're where exactly?
I am anti, like, I would click no on that poll, but I'm also further towards yes than most people are. Like, I don't hate it as much as everyone else.
Got it. Okay. Final one. This is a fascinating topic. It really is, I think, a conundrum. Here's the exact wording of the question. Should the Eagles give Saquon the ball a little bit extra on Sunday to try to help him get Dickerson's record? John, how do you think people voted here? Yes or no?
I'm going to guess 77% say yes. They
for
should.
Maybe the third or fourth time this year, ladies and gentlemen, we have a split decision. 5-0.
Wow.
5-0. Wow. 50-50.
Wow.
50-50. That's fascinating.
Fascinating. Really is. It's really fascinating.
I'm surprised that many voted to go for it. Honestly,
I'm a little surprised as well, people, but yeah. it would be fun and it would be cool.
But
and
we know that the team wants it. Jason saying that he would if he were on this team. That
yeah, but John, they
really
could be split 50-50. You don't know that, like, A.J. Brown's a guy that got injured last year, week 18. He might be like, Saquon, don't get injured near the end of the year and then you miss the playoffs like I did. I mean, there's a lot of arguments against it. A lot. So, all right, well.
I don't think from the players' perspective those arguments hold up. I don't think players sit around and
well,
think
here's
about
what's also interesting,
at
John,
any point.
Whose vote is it? James, is it purely Sirianni's vote, or does Saquon get a vote? Does Landon Dickerson
get a
vote?
It's a great question. Does the organization, like, does Howie and Lori from on high get a vote, you know?
I don't know. It's a wild scenario. All right, Got a Door and Window, window to the weekend. You can take advantage of Got a Door and Windows' big year-end sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Look, this weekend, we've chronicled a lot throughout the program. Tons of pro football, which includes Saturday games. Tons of college football, which includes Penn State tomorrow. Also the Sixers and Flyers and the possibility of Joel Embiid playing tonight. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Chuck in Mount Airy right now. Good morning, Chuck.
Joe, John, Dev, Phelps. What's up? Good morning. How you guys doing?
Hi, Chuck. Doing great.
Great. Let me just say this. I want to say happy holidays to everybody out there. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah to all the people that's listening out there.
All
enjoy
of
yourself. Spending, well, it's kind of happened to me, but, you know, spending the kids' Christmas money on in the casino. You know
what I mean? That is a horrible idea.
Everybody hates you.
Except for the casino.
The money back, they love you. The wife, the kids, everybody
that's
loves
funny,
you.
Man.
You get it, as long as you get it back before Christmas. But, yes, that money at the casino
all right,
ain't,
Chuck,
a good,
well,
ain't a good look at all.
Hey, well listen, done, pal.
Take care, guys. Happy holidays.
You too,
happy
buddy.
Holidays,
thank you,
Chuck.
Man. All right, James, before we get to figuring out what's going to win this drop of the year, let's get to last year's drop of the year. It was a very unique situation As Jody Mack, who of course normally hosts, you know, maybe between 5 to 10 shows a year with us, and we love when the Mack man's in. He basically primarily won Drop of the Year last year. We all kind of had a part, but he was the main part of it, and he deserved it. Let's review what won Drop of the Year last year. Richard, let me ask you a question, because I've long wondered this. I mean, I get, like, Bill and William.
Oh, we're not going there, are we?
How does Richard become Dick? Like, I just, the caterpillar and the butterfly still confuse me, but how does Richard become Dick?
I have no idea. I think people just, you know, like to pick on people named Richard.
I mean, you got Richard Nixon and he's Dick Nixon. Like, I don't understand. Like, how, Jody, Devin, Rhea, who knows the answer?
I have a brother, Richard, but he never went by, you know.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Like, James, Richard and Dick, nowhere near each other.
And then they took another step, but I have no idea how that step was taken.
Bill and Billy. You know, Bill and Billy. Richard and Dick? Anyway.
Here's where I would take it. At some point, you have a choice, right?
Yes.
Your name is Richard, and someone decides to call you Dick.
I don't think anybody.
I put up my hand and go, no.
Right, I can't.
No.
It's not like a baby's
Rich,
born, and you're
Richie,
like, this is baby.
Richard,
well, Rick, I can't imagine
Ricky,
anybody's
there's
under
like
the age
92
of 50.
Choices. Well, choices. Why would you accept Dick?
whenever I'm called.
Cut that audio.
by the way, John has a theory that after Richard Nixon, people stopped referring to themselves as Dick.
Probably.
And so to your point, Rhea, it is probably like 50 and younger.
Never go by.
Probably
it.
No dicks.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
What is happening right now, guys? Can we rein this conversation in?
Somehow we got on Dick removal conversation.
I
don't think we need
Dick
to continue this.
Dick Vermeil and Dick Vitale are both in their 80s. Anyway, Richard, go ahead, pal.
I might have to turn all your mics off at this point.
All right, so
unbelievable.
It was great, right? You guys get the.
Why would you accept?
It was so good. All right, so that was last year. James, we have 5 finalists for this year. Let's hear the 5 finalists as we voted on them today when they were in the semis. They're in the finals right now. James, for the final time this year, not only the drop of the week, it's the drop of the year.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski. Krzyzewski
of the week.
Did it fall?
We'll be a little late for time's yours. That's okay. We got to prioritize this. James, what are we looking at?
All right, let's dive in. Let's start with the wild card entrant, unexpectedly, 2 to the butt.
Give me a common turn of phrase. What do you got?
2 to the button.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, you've never heard
button.
That one?
Cute as a button? Really?
Oh, can I tell you what I thought he said?
Oh, God, I'm afraid.
Please.
I thought he said 2 to the butt.
So unbelievable.
I got to say, I feel a little nervous because I want to make sure we get the right one picked here. And I got a lot going through my mind, but go ahead.
Okay. This is important. You're right.
No, I mean, seriously, because
this
will stand the test of time.
Big decision here.
Yeah.
All right. Brandon Graham, the most poignant of these for sure. Brandon Graham letting it.
Well, you know what? Hold on. I'm trying to keep it in. Man. I'm sorry. Man.
Take a moment. Cool. Take a moment, cool, Brandon. Man. Take a moment, man.
Hey, and I know I needed it, but boy, I just love what we've been building. And I just don't want to. I know I ain't letting nobody down as far as, you know, getting hurt and stuff, because I know I'm going to bring that energy. I'm just more hurt of just on how we've been coming every week, trying to defy, you know, the odds and being with it. But being with them, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be with them. I'm still with them. You know what I'm saying? I know that. But, yeah, man, I just needed this right here. I needed to get this out. It's been a while since I cried, man. And I just, this one was the one right here. This was the one.
Very powerful. You know, I really hope in February, if the Eagles reach the Super Bowl, somebody runs out with his jersey, holding it up the way, of course, Lane Johnson that held up Jason Peters' jersey, you know, 7 years ago. That would be beautiful. All right, so that's a finalist. James, what's the next one?
From the poignant to the E.
E! E!
I mean, it's just so good.
Yeah, the E heard round sports radio.
It is,
WIP.
Yes, yep. And that will definitely be heard many.
Do the
many
other
many
shows ever? Does Spike ever use?
Oh,
that?
Oh yeah,
like?
Yeah.
I hear it throughout the station.
It has transcended just the morning show.
Yeah, as it should. All right, let's keep it going. Speaking of transcending the morning show, I also hear clips of this on other shows. It's the Ridgie Cry.
This is like uncharted territory for me to be like unable to function.
Were you in Joe to Camera territory? Of
absolutely.
Did you cry?
Did you cry? I was bawling. I was bawling.
A lot of people did. I know they did.
I mean, this is really. I mean, I'm laughing at myself a little bit because I can't control it now.
Wow.
This morning, talking to Joe Wechter, we're walking in. He said, "How you doing?"
Yeah.
I'm trying to laugh this off. It's not funny. I don't know how to react.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Look,
this is affecting me so much more than it should.
Why do you think that is?
Because he was so much more to me than most players, and I identified with him.
Yep.
I think.
Sure.
In a lot of ways that I didn't even realize.
I just find it hard to believe that I'll vote against that.
I know. It was so unexpected.
I find it very easy to believe that I will vote against that.
Yeah, but your vote will count less because we know why you're doing it. I hate to tell you.
I just don't think it's interesting.
You got to keep it. Oh, trust me. Trust me. It's, mm-hmm.
It was without a doubt the most shocking thing that happened in this studio all year.
And I'm glad we listened to it repeatedly today, too. That was fun.
You want to hear it?
This is really...
I got you, buddy. Don't worry. All right. One more. Our finalist, the master cut of Joe Screeches.
I will say... Hey, after what I did at the...
Player.
John, I was... Let me ask a question here. Red from Shawshank.
Yes.
He's the two. I mean, oh my God, my voice
well,
is...
Well, that was... It's so good.
It's so good.
All right.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
So,
not like Richie crying.
He's the two. I do believe it has to be John crying.
It's John crying. We knew it all year. Like the moment it happened, it was like, well, there's our draw. Just like when the combo with Jody happened, we knew it.
We know it. No, well, the one about that, James, I'll say is I thought you versus Kelsey in the beer.
Yeah,
talk,
that's true. That was
a pretty big moment.
No, you're right.
By the way, last year on our show, Jason Kelsey broke the news, international news, that Taylor Swift
and
Kelsey's brother were dating.
No, you're right. That's a good point.
That was a guys. We could do this show for 50 years. We will never have bigger international news.
You're right.
No, you're absolutely right about that. And that is something that goes under the radar.
And it didn't win drop of the year.
That's a good point.
All right. So, John, I think we already know where this is going. But for the purpose of giving you an official vote, which of the other four would you vote for?
Probably Brandon Graham or two to the butt. I think Brandon Graham was, man, when he talked about the idea of letting everyone down. Yeah. That was moving to
it
me.
It was.
That was something that we didn't talk about that part. That's the worst part of getting hurt. You feel like everyone else is, they think less of you because it's almost like it didn't matter enough to you to stay healthy, but
which
that's
is crazy.
Not how it works.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's how you feel.
Well, and the thing is, and I know, James, you edited the audio a little bit because it could have been longer. He said, "I know I didn't let anyone down, but..."
Yep.
And that's when I jumped in. I was like, there's no but here, man. Like, you didn't let anyone down, period. Anyway, I agree with you, John. All right. James, you probably don't have music that, like, crowns a champion, but we crown.
I don't. Yeah, I didn't think of
Let's
that.
Let's do that for next year.
Next year. That's a good call.
Some
like
ceremonial thing.
Yeah, like
thing.
The Oscars. Yeah, kind of thing.
All right, we crown the John Ritchie crying as our official drop of the year. And John, I'll give you congratulations, man. It's
you too,
well
buddy.
Done.
I think well, done. Well earned. You know, you took it on the chin. As they say.
Well, I think you took it down the cheek.
That's good.
Well, what are you going to do? All right, time's yours. We do it every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Something good has definitely happened. Go, Eli. Go, Eli. You the man. I'm so glad to end the year. The hammer has been beat. You made my WIP morning show listener Christmas come true.
Love it.
Well, you know what? I'll say this to that caller. God bless you and thank you for listening to our show. I can take the L.
and redirect it to a Happy Holidays
You're
team.
Basically like Santa.
I have to be, because that's all I got left in my bag. I'm out of toys because I lost in the freaking hammer.
Ha! Joe, you lost! The hammer has fallen! Happy New Year!
To end the year this way is really frustrating.
It's great.
And James, you know I like to get to the
big numbers. Trust me, I know.
Freaking stuck on 269. Not that there's anything wrong with 269s, but I mean,
nice.
Come on.
I haven't said hi to Joe Wechter. What is going on? Merry Christmas, everybody. Love you. Thanks for what you do. Keep me up on the road. 14 hours a day listening to you guys. The Odyssey app is the best. Wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, buddy. Odyssey app, let me give a shout-out to that. If you missed any of the content from this week, which included an interview yesterday with Wilbert Montgomery, obviously Nick Sirianni earlier in the week, Dick Vermeil earlier today, Kelsey earlier this week, Brandon Graham, it's all there, always housed on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, I just thought of a couple more oh yeahs to go along with John Ritchie's Oh Yeah and Creepy Joe DeCameras. Oh yeah. How about Randy Macho Man Savage? And how about the song at the end of First School is Day Off?
It's oh really yeah.
Or even Third
Yeah.
Version.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well done. Very well done. Nice work by Wechter putting that together, obviously.
Well, well, well. What an end to a glorious year. So you lost. My Christmas will be absolutely perfect.
Well, mine won't be. But, you know, this is the shame I got to hang my head on for hat on or whatever the hell for 3 weeks till our next Beat the Hammer. It don't make me happy, John. And with that,
wow.
Time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Yeah, but this is a lot like Jordan when he lost to Orlando in 95. You do two things. You make Space Jam. I'll try to make a movie over the next couple weeks. You get in the gym, you work out, and you get your butt in gear for the new year. And that's what I intend to do. That's Hammer style.
So what, you're going to spend your break just like researching
get in
sports
a gym?
Trivia?
I'm going to get in a gym and make a movie. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And work out, too.
What movie am I going to make? Holy mackerel. All right. Yeah. Working out. I got less of a chance to work out than make a movie.
Yeah. Are you still doing that even?
Like, no.
Nope.
Well, that's
nope.
A bad job. You told us to remind you to work out,
you,
to stay
you,
on
you,
you about
didn't.
Working out.
You didn't.
Well, that's I'm reminding you
Thank
now.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it.
You're telling
it.
Me I didn't. I'm trying.
Well, you're now trying, and I appreciate that, and I will try to do it next year.
Joe, really quick, I know we're up against it. Yeah. I have a present for you for the break. A little sweet treat. This is what we call a Tootsie Pop.
Oh, wow.
It is a Tootsie Pop.
Look at this. She's got a sense
of
humor.
Devin.
The
well
chocolate
done.
Flavor, my favorite.
All right. Tootsie Pop.
So enjoy, report
that
back.
That could be
let
your movie,
you
What's a Tootsie Pop? The Joe DeCamera story.
Oh, for the love of God.
Belly
All
out
right,
the
you,
Joe
Devin.
DeCamera
Have
story.
Have you seen that before, Joe?
No. I haven't seen Tootsie either.
Impossible.
Who was Tootsie? Was
You've
that Liza
Minnelli? Treated,
no,
right?
No. Tootsie is Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Could not have been further
right,
off with Liza Minnelli.
Very, very quickly. Yeah. Very quickly. Got to come up with a winning answer for what was a bad idea. So I thought the caller that had the tattoo of your significant other.
I think that was a great answer.
It's a great answer because so often it doesn't work out. Seattle passing the ball in that Super Bowl, notable. More teams not drafting Tom Brady. Only one could, but it took to the sixth round. I think it's the tattoo of the significant
other.
I do,
too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, easy winner.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Seth, really well done, buddy, with that answer. Congratulations to Seth. He wins the $100 gift card, Joseph Anthony Spa and Salon. All right, everyone, have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday.